Our last story now. Nigerian soldiers have killed a top commander of Boko Haram terrorist group during a battle in the country's northeast. Abu Mujahid was killed on the outskirts of the town of Alagano in Borno State. Several other Takfiri terrorists were also killed by Nigerian troops. The group has taken control of numerous towns in northeastern Nigeria, but the military has recently reclaimed most of the towns. Boko Haram has killed an estimated 14,000 Nigerians since 2009. To talk more about this, let's go to London and talk to Aya Johnson, African Affairs expert. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Johnson, what does the killing of this top commander of Boko Haram terrorist group tell us?
Well, I think it tells us a couple of things. It shows that the Nigerian forces are making ground, they're gaining territory, they're pushing Boko Haram very further and further into the Sambisa forest. And of course, we must say that Boko Haram may be determined that they may be on the run. So I think the Nigerian forces are making some significant inroads right now.
How strong is the cooperation between these North African countries to root out terrorism, especially this Boko Haram terrorist group?
Well, ever since Boko Haram pledges alliances with ISIL, and I think Boko Haram has moved itself in the gear that it has intentions that will go well beyond the borders of Nigeria and its neighboring countries. In fact, it wants to take the whole of Africa. So that said, I think all African countries under the African Union, including Nigeria's most neighbors, which is Cameroon, Chad, Niger, to mention but a few, have also been stepping up their operations to be able to curtail Boko Haram and its activities.
And how much would these African countries allow foreign intervention?
Well, I'm afraid when you're dealing with terrorism, as has already been described by the Nigerian government and have been supported by international other organizations, you're looking at if you're looking at logistical issues, you're looking at intelligence, which has got to be shared, and therefore it has an international dimension. So, yes, interference from other countries would be expected. Support from international countries will be expected, and it wouldn't surprise us that this is not just an issue which is going to be supported and addressed by Africans. It will be an international effort.
All right, Aya Johnson, African Affairs expert from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you.